Good. We're doing a sugi of birchas ri'a, which is basically she'asa nisim in public. Right, so we'll see what we can find. Sugi starts. It says, "Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Amadlik ner shel Chanukah tzarich levarach." There's a bracha when you make, when you do the mitzvah of lakas neris in Chanukah. But Rav Yirmiya Amar Haraya ner shel Chanukah tzarich levarach. And seeing that ner mitzvah, also requires a bracha. So the sugi is going to break down there. There are four basic shitas that are discussed amongst the Rishonim and amongst the Achronim of exactly what you should do and how you should do it, depending on different situations. So Rashi, it's pretty simple. We'll read Rashi in a little bit. The Rishonim all quote Rashi and have different opinions and different girsos. So our job is to get some Havana and figure out what's going on. Okay, let's start with the chart breaks down into two sections because there are basically two shitas that are grouped together. So the first section is, question is, are you going home or not? Right. So obviously the first sheet is going to be if you're not going home and you're not going to have the opportunity to do halakha in your own house. The Gemara says, Klar, obviously you're going to make a birchas, mevarach beriyah, you're going to make a bracha in public whenever you come across a candle in someone's random courtyard, you're going to make a bracha, she'asa nisim, we're going to leave she'achiyanu out for now, she'asa nisim. And then you're not going home, so obviously you're not going to make a bracha at home. Then the shitas come out, so what? There's no other way to do it. That's the simplest shita. To a certain extent, everyone's going to agree with that. The question is that the only situation in which you're going to make a bracha on a ri'i, on just seeing the candle? So the Mordechai quotes Rashi, which is not the girsa we have in Rashi. The Mordechai quotes Rashi and says that the only time you're going to make a bracha on the ri'i, on just seeing the candle, is dafka when you're not going home. When you're Yoshe B'Svina is his example. Rashi quotes that bit. Yoshe B'Svina, you're not going home, you're not going to have an opportunity to just do a halakha yourself. So in that case, you make a bracha on the riyah. The next shita is, what happens if it's paired with the first shita, the original shita? You're going home. You have an opportunity to go home. But on your way home, you come across a candle in public. What do? So that's, according to that shita, since the only opportunity you have to make a bracha on just the riyah is when you're not going home, a male of the shita is going to be that even when you come across a candle on your way home, as long as you're on your way home to light, you're not going to make a bracha on the riyah. You're going to wait till you get home, make all three brachas, including Shechianu, at home, mitzvah ketikin. So those shitas, it says, because the ikr mitzvah is tiknu behadlaka, that's how Chazal said the mitzvah should be done, even though you have the opportunity to do it now, you should wait till you get home, do the mitzvah like they assumed it would be done. That's it. So that's the Mordechai also, and the Rashba, and a lot of Rishonim. So that's not so complicated. When you get into we're going to call it Rashi, as quoted by some Achronim and one Rishon, and then the next Shita, which is the Ritva quoting Rashi, what he thinks Pshat and Rashi is, then you have a little bit more work to do. So, that being said, let's get into it. So, we can read Rashi in the Ritva. So his Lashon is, Haroi Ner Chancha, Yofa Perish Rashi. So he quotes a little bit of a different gear than what we have. It says, "B'shem Rabbeisav shelo who's kaka zu elam yishol biracha dain." Someone who hasn't made the bracha at home yet, they're going to make the biracha suria. "Aval daito lahadlik hu atzmo b'soich beso." But if you have kavana to go home, v'roa ner acher, and you see some random ner in public, in a chatzar, yesh oimrim shemivarech al ri'iya. Going to make a bracha right there in public, even though you're going home. And the pella is you're going to make a bracha when you get home as well. Meaning what? Right now, I come across a candle. I'm on my way home. I make a bracha she'asa nisim. Fun. We're going to have to figure out what pshat is there. The pella on top of that is he says when you get home, you make the bracha once again. She'asa nisim. So we're going to have to figure that. The shita before that, and just Stam Rashi and the Achronim, is anyways, you make a bracha now on your way home, and in Chanami, you don't repeat that bracha of She'asa Nisim when you get home, but you make it originally on your way home, and we're going to have to figure out exactly why that's true. Also, if Chazal had the original intention that it should be done with the Hadlaka, why are we deviating from that? So, that Chitin Rashi is quoted, that the reason you make a bracha now is because it's Ein Ma'avir Al Mitzvahs, Ein Ma'achmatzin Al Mitzvahs. That you have the opportunity to make the bracha on the Riyah right now. I see a candle, I can make She'asa Nisim. And even though I'm going home, I shouldn't wait to do the mitzvah. I should do it now. So one question to ask is what's going on here? What mitzvah are we referring to? Again, the question is, They made a bracha that you should do with the hadlaka. So what mitzvah are we referring to? The ema avir and el mitzvahs. It's not such a bamkash. We have to figure out, because if the mitzvah is on hadlaka and that's what the bracha is, you should go do sha'as and nisim and hadlakas neiros. You should do it all together. Why are we saying? Why is this shita and Rashi saying that you make a hadlaka now? You make a bracha now on the riyah. That's question number one. Question number two is on the next shita that we just saw on the ritva. Is even if you're going to tell me that you should make the bracha now, when you're on your way home, why in the world would you go ahead and repeat that bracha? If you're going to tell me there's some reason, some svara to the fact that I should be saying the bracha now, even though I'm on my way home, fine. It doesn't make any sense at face value of why you should be making that bracha again. Those are two questions. That's what we have to figure out. So, to answer the first question, the Bach has a yesod. The Bach has a question that he finds in the Rishonim answering not like him. He wants to know, if someone's lighting for you, whether it's your wife or a shaliach, someone's lighting for you at home, and you're out of town. You'll be yoseh your mitzvah through the shaliach or through your ishto. He wants to know, are you chayiv to make a bracha on a ri'ah when you come across a candle in some random city, even though you're being yoseh your mitzvah back home with your wife or a shaliach? So certain rishonim say, no, you're being yoseh your mitzvah al yedei a shaliach, good to go, no problem. He says, I don't understand. He brings the yoseh, he says a little bit of lomdis, good. He says that there's svei dinim. He doesn't say this lashon, but he says there's svei dinim when you're dealing with halachas neiros. One din is a chiyuv that's mutol al mamon. You have a chiyuv to mefarsim the nes of Chanukah. That's what you do through halachas neiros, and that could be done al yedei shaliach. So that's what your ishto is accomplishing. That's what your shaliach is accomplishing. It's not a chiyuv on the guf. It's a chiyuv on your mamon. You're appointing someone else to do it. He says, fine, great. But there's a separate chiyuv when you're dealing with halachas neiros. When you're dealing with the mitzvahs of Chanukah, there's a chiyuv that's mutal al hagufo, he calls it, to have hodah for the nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. So he says that it's a chiyuv on the guf, like tefillin, like tzitzis. You can't do al yedei shaliach. You have a chiyuv hodah that even your wife, even though it's kigufo, I mean, you could have a little bit of pnimius with that, but the chiyuv is on your guf, and there's no one else that can accomplish that mitzvah. So the Bach says, Memela, you're going to have to make a bracha on a random candle that you see, as long as it's a ner mitzvah, even though you were yotzei your chiyuv hadlaka back home with your wife. So he says that in that halacha. I thought you can use that yesod of there being tzvei dinim, a chiyuv hadlaka on the mamon, and a chiyuv hodah on your guf. You can use that to answer the first question. That's what the shita, we'll call it in Rashi, is referring to. That in a chanami, you can go home, and you can go ahead and light candles and be yotze both chiyuvim. You can light, you're yotze your chiyuv hadlaka, and you can also look at the candle and have a hodah by saying she'asa nisim. But he says, memela, when you're going home and you come across a candle, right then and there, you have the opportunity to be mekayim your mitzvah of hodah, your chiyuv hodah. And that's why he says, eima avirin ala mitzvahs. Right then and there, you have no opportunity. You're not allowed to pass up on the mitzvah. You have to do it as soon as possible. The chivo does yotze. And when you get home, you'll be yotze your chiv hadlaka. Because that you can't do with anyone else. You're going to do that at home. And you have to do a maisa mitzvah. You have to light it. But right now, right here where you are, ema viral mitzvahs, be yotze your chivo da. Good. So that's not problematic. That bach is good. So I thought maybe this could help with the second question, which is this interesting, we'll call it ritva, that says you're making a bracha now, and you're making the same bracha 25 minutes later when you get home. So, first I thought, maybe say something like this. So the ritva, interestingly, clearly holds to this yisoid. So he says, lo yitzur, that there's a minhag, that we, what do? Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we make all three brachas, and then we light our candles. That's what we do. Shachianu, if it's on the second night, we make both brachas, whether it's the brichas and mitzvah, and then sha'as and nisim, and then we light the candles. He says, to me, that makes no sense. Why? Because really, it should be a birchas mitzvah. You light the candle over Lasi Yasan. And then memela, when you see the candle, that's when your chiv hodah kicks in. And only then can you say she'asin nisim. So the ritva clearly, even many, many, many years before the Bach is holding up, he said that there's svei dinim within hadlakas neiros. That yeah, there's a chiv hadlaka that you can do with lighting. And only once you see a candle can you be yosei rechiv hodah with sha'asa nisim. So maybe this is going to fit in, but again, it doesn't really make any sense, because even though you're reading yosei rechiv hodah now on your way home, Why is he saying, go ahead, relight the candle when you're back home and with the bracha she'asa nisim? Doesn't make any sense. You're yotzei rechiv hoda. So why are you going ahead and re-saying the bracha on a chiv that you're already yotzei? So we need to figure out. So there's two malachim. I think one I saw in I saw it in the Emek bracha that the chiv of saying the bracha of she'asa nisim functions differently than every other bracha or most brachas that are attached to a mitzvah. He says, it's not saying that we're remembering a specific nes of, we're not giving hodah on a nes in specific. Rather, we're remembering the nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. He said, it's exactly like every other chiv of b'makom she'as, the lashem in bracha says, b'makom she'asa bel nes. You make a bracha. Right? The Gemara in bracha says, anytime you come across a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a big nes for Klal Yisrael, you make a bracha. Specific brachas are listed off in that Gemara. So he says that it's a similar situation when you see someone's ner mitzvah of Chanukah. That you come across a ner mitzvah, and it's ki'ilu, you're seeing a makam of nes, and you're going to make a bracha on that matziv, or on that place. And there's no shir to that. So in Mela, this is what the Ritva was saying, or the Rishit in Rashi, the Ritva in Rashi. Is that, yeah, you make a bracha right now, that's your Chiv Hodah, but anyways, you're being yoytzu this concept of b'makom shenasu bones. That on my way home, I make that bracha, and when I get home and I light the candles again, since there's no shir to this concept of being giving hodah and shabach and hodah in a place where you had a nes done for you, or a kadosh baruch hu did a nes for us, so you do it once on your way home, and you do it again when you get home, no problem. And memele, every time you go out and you see another ner, and this is probably pshat in the ritva, you're going to make the same bracha. Just like every other time, where if you were to come across all these different situations where a Kaddish Baruch Hu did a nes for Klal, you're going to make a bracha each time. That's one answer we can give to the Ritva, that he's really saying that the bracha is different than every other bracha that we have attached to a mitzvah. It's a matter of saying that this is something that a Kaddish Baruch Hu did for us, this is a nes, this is like the makom that we did it, and there's no shir to that. So as many times as you see a ner mitzvah of Halakas Neiros, you make a bracha. Then, it's one answer. I have no problem with that. But I came across, I think I pieced together a really good teretz. So I think we have plenty of time, right? What time is it? You want to know?
15 minutes.
15? All right. So I'll be probably done before. You guys can leave early. So there's a story I heard Barth quoted. Machleg, I don't know if you quoted the Machlegis, but there's a griz that says that Hiddur Mitzvah of Chanukah is... Am I right? Chanukah is no different than Zekei Levi Anveihu, that every other hiddur that we find by Kol Torah Kula, that it's capped at one third of what you're supposed to give into it. So that is the griz. There's a machlokes, the griz, and Rav Shach, the Avi Ezri. The Avi Ezri disagrees. He says, did you quote the Avi Ezri also? No. So Avi Ezri says, no, there's Zekei Levi Anveihu, which applies to Kol Torah Kula. Every other mitzvah has a chiv of hiddur. The chiv of hiddur by Chanukah is different, because he says it's a chelek in the mitzvah. It's part of the actual gufa mitzvah. So Mamela, he says, you're going to make a bracha on Hiddur. So what does that mean? His example is, what happens if I have one candle on the fifth night of Chanukah? So I light it, I'm yotzi my maker adin, I'm yotzi with one chiv, with one candle, I'm yotzi my chiv. He says, what happens if now I come across four, and I can light all five to be yotzi Hiddur mitzvah? So he says, push it, you're going to make a bracha. Because hiddur is as much a part of the mitzvah as the actual mitzvah. So you're going to make another bracha, because now you're yotzei a new chiv. The griz would disagree and say, no, obviously you're not going to make another bracha on that. You're not going to be a varech on such a hiddur mitzvah, because there's the mitzvah, and hiddur is icing on the cake. On top of that, there's a Rambam in the Shut. It doesn't necessarily match with the Rambam Mishnah Torah. But the Rambam has a tshuva where he says that, similar to the Ritva, that if I go ahead... He says in both directions. What happens if I'm coming on my way home and I make a bracha on the Riyah? Now I go home. So he says, you're going to make another bracha of She'asa Nisin. No problem. You made it 5 minutes ago. Make it again. And he says, Viter than that. He says that when you go back out of your house after letting in your own house, every time you see a Ner Mitzvah, you're going to make a bracha of She'asa Nisin. And he says, Ad Seifa Oil, no problem. Every time, as long as there's some sort of hefsek in between that now you need to make another bracha, if you see a ner mitzvah after ner mitzvah, you're going to make a bracha of She'asa Nisan. So the way that it's phrased there in the Shut, it sounds like it's talking about Hidr mitzvah. That we have Hidr, Shir is given by Hidr of Hadlaka, right? Again, we're separating two mitzvahs. You have Hadlaka, that's a Chiv on the Mamun, and you have Hodah, Shechiv on the Go. So the Shir of Hidr, of Mahadar Achara mitzvahs by Hadlaka, is Machlokes in the Gemara. Is it 1 through 8 every night? Is it 1 per person in the house? Is it 1 for the whole house? Right? And the Shir is given, and we paskin based on Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, whatever it is. I think Pshat in the Rambam, using this Avi Ezri, is that hider by Hoda, not by the Halakha, hider by the Chiv Hoda, has no shir. It's Mahadar Achar Mitzvahs. Run, chase down every Ner Mitzvah you can find. You don't have a Chiv, but you have a Kima Mitzvah. Every time you find a Ner Mitzvah of Chanukah, go ahead, make a Bracha She'asa Nisim, and that's Hidr Mitzvah. That's literally Mahadar Achar Mitzvahs, running and chasing Mitzvahs. So that's clearly Pshat in the Ritva as well. So you make a bracha now. You're to your Chiv Hoda. That's in the street. When you get home, you light. And it says if you do it really how he would want you to do it, you light. You see another candle in your own home, whether it's 1 or 8. And Mamela, Hidr Mitzvah, is you make a She'asa Nisim again. And I think it's not explicit in the Ritva, but if what I'm saying is correct, when you go back out, according to the Ritva, just like that Rambam in the Shut, you're going to make another bracha every time you see a Ner Mitzvah. And at the end of the day, I think that's not such a pashut pshat. I really think it's mukhrach, especially the way he speaks it out. The pshat in the Ritva and pshat in that Rambam is that as you constantly see more neirot mitzvah, you're going to make another bracha on she'asa nisim, mekayim a mitzvah, hidr mitzvah. And we see that, there's no, I don't need to end anything. I think we really got Havana in all four shitas. And we should be zayich to understand the sugya and grow from it and understand next year Chanukah Mir Tashem, we should have a new understanding of what it means to, I guess pnimius a little bit, that when you go, I don't know if this is pnimius, but if you as you go through Chanukah, understand the lumdus behind every mitzvah that you do.